On November 18th, 2024, Ewan Methvin called emergency services. He confessed to killing his girlfriend, 21-year-old Phoenix Spencer Horn, claiming he had experienced a psychotic break. The attack had taken place just 2 days earlier, transforming a vibrant life into a chilling crime scene. Phoenix, known as Fee to her friends and family, was a dedicated worker. She juggled multiple jobs while always maintaining a positive outlook. Her warmth and kindness made her a natural supporter for those around her. Her family welcomed Ewan into their lives, believing he was a good partner for their daughter. At first, their relationship appeared healthy and loving. However, subtle changes began to emerge. Ewan started expressing frustration over Phoenix's work schedule. He made her feel guilty about her independence, slowly tightening his grip on her life. Over time, his behavior shifted from supportive to controlling. Fee, always caring for others, began prioritizing Ewan's emotional needs above her own ambitions. On November 16, 2024, after a long day at work, Phoenix received a troubling message. Ewan's text revealed his loneliness due to her job. She tried to comfort him, unaware that this moment would mark a turning point for both of them. That night, when she returned home, Ewan's frustrations boiled over into a violent rage. In a frenzied attack, Ewan stabbed Phoenix 20 times and strangled her. The brutality of his actions was shocking. As if the violence was not enough, he went further. After the murder, Ewan decapitated her body and attempted to dismember it. His depravity was staggering. In the days that followed, Ewan's behavior became increasingly bizarre. He messaged drug dealers and consumed pornography, all while Phoenix's remains lay hidden in their shared home. To keep up the appearance of normalcy, he deceived her family. He sent texts from Phoenix's phone, assuring her mother that everything was fine and that Fee was just sleeping. This tragic narrative reveals an ironic twist. A woman who devoted herself to uplifting others found herself ensnared in a toxic relationship. The contrast between her kindness and the brutality of her murder paints a haunting picture of betrayal and loss, deeply affecting those who knew her. At 8:30 p.m., November 18, 2024, police arrived at Ewan and Phoenix's residence in suburban Raleigh, North Carolina. Ewan waited outside, pacing nervously as officers approached. His wild eyes darted between them and the front door. He began to speak, his words tumbling out in a rush. He admitted to killing Phoenix, claiming a psychotic break. Detective Lisa Grant noted Ewan's disheveled appearance. His clothes were stained and he seemed unkempt. She had seen many confessions over her years in the force, but this one felt different. Ewan's mannerisms shifted between agitation and calmness, raising alarm bells. As Ewan recounted his version of events, the timeline of the attack unfolded. He said he couldn't recall the details clearly. Detective Grant documented his words while her partner, Officer Harris, scanned the house. The door creaked as Officer Harris entered, revealing a scene that would haunt him for months. The living room was cluttered, a mix of unpacked boxes and everyday items. But it was the faint smell of decay that lingered in the air, a grim reminder of what lay ahead. As officers explored, one called out to Detective Grant, signaling something sinister in the back room. In the bedroom, they found a grisly sight. The dismembered body of Phoenix lay covered under a tattered blanket. The brutality of the act was shocking. Even seasoned officers felt a wave of nausea wash over them. The crime scene would require meticulous attention as they began documenting every detail. Meanwhile, Ewan was taken to the station. He sat in a small interrogation room, looking at the table with vacant eyes. The stark walls closed in on him. Detective Grant entered, ready to dig deeper into his motivation. "Why did you do it?" she asked, her voice firm yet calm. Ewan's expression shifted. He was no longer the frantic man outside. Now he appeared almost resigned. He started to ramble about voices and feelings of inadequacy, claiming Phoenix had pushed him over the edge. As the minutes turned into hours, the interrogation revealed more about Ewan's troubled mind. He spoke of feeling isolated and pressured. But Detective Grant knew there was more beneath these words. She sensed a facade hiding darker truths. Back at the crime scene, forensic teams worked diligently. They collected evidence, hoping to piece together the final moments of Phoenix's life. They documented blood spatter patterns, noting the ferocity of the attack. The story was still unfolding, and with each revelation, the pain of loss deepened. Phoenix's loved ones would soon learn the tragic truth, confronting a nightmare that echoed long after the investigation began. The contrast between Ewan's initial confession and the evidence would set the stage for the trial to come. As the investigation continued, the community mourned the loss of Phoenix Spencer Horn. Her family, devastated and heartbroken, struggled to process the violence that had shattered their lives. They began to share memories of her kindness and laughter, reminding each other of the beautiful person she had been. Each memory carried a mixture of joy and sorrow. The support of friends and loved ones proved essential as they navigated this harrowing time. Meanwhile, Ewan Methven remained in custody, awaiting trial. His confession had shocked the public, raising questions about mental health and the nature of domestic violence. As the case developed, forensic evidence painted a clearer picture of the events leading to Phoenix's death. The details revealed a chilling truth about the extent of Ewan's manipulation and control over her life. It became evident that the violence was not a sudden break, but the culmination of a toxic relationship. In early December, the district attorney announced charges against Ewan for first-degree murder. The prosecution aimed to establish a case that highlighted the premeditated nature of the crime. Detective Grant's thorough investigation provided substantial evidence showcasing Ewan's pattern of behavior leading up to the murder. Witnesses described his controlling tendencies, lending credibility to the prosecution's argument. As the trial approached, Phoenix's family prepared to face the courtroom, determined to seek justice for their daughter. They attended support groups, learning more about domestic violence and the signs that often go unnoticed. With each session, they found strength in sharing their experiences, knowing they were not alone in their grief. On January 15, 2025, the trial commenced. The courtroom was filled with family and friends of Phoenix, ready to confront the man who had stolen her life. Ewan sat silent, his expression blank as the proceedings unfolded. The prosecution's case was compelling, detailing the events of that fateful night and the chilling aftermath. When the jury announced its verdict, a collective breath was held in the room. Ewan was found guilty of first-degree murder. The weight of justice, though comforting, did little to fill the void left in the lives of Phoenix's loved ones. They had lost a bright light in their lives, and no court decision could change that. In the aftermath, Phoenix's family established a foundation in her name, dedicated to raising awareness about domestic violence. They honored her memory by advocating for those who felt trapped in abusive relationships, hoping to help others find the strength to break free. The legacy of Phoenix Spencer Horn became a story of resilience and hope, reminding everyone that love should never come with pain or control.